see it.
Yeah. Time for our blogger. Let's talk to our blogger. He's the host of Grand Old Team TV. Adam Partington joins us now, an Everton fan. Adam, good morning to you.
Hey, lads. How are you? Long time, no speak.
Hey, Adam.
You all right, big Ad?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm okay. You boys okay? Yeah.
Adam,
can I just kick off?
Of course you can. You can kick off, then.
Ad, there were a few rumours knocking about on social media that Mr. Koeman... Is I know this won't be breaking news.
Why don't you just say it, Jay?
Well, I don't really want to spread rumours and gossip, but they were knocking around suggesting that he's lost his job.
I've seen some knocking around tonight that he might throw the towel in himself. Again, though, as you say, they're just rumours, so I'm not too sure whether that's true. I can't see him walking away from $7 million a year, to be honest, dependent on, well, regardless of how bad it gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm skeptical, lads.
Ad, listen, when you came on, you went, it's been a long time, probably the first week of the season we spoke, right? Let's just say it was. When we would have spoke, you, me, and maybe Jason, would have talked about how great a season Everton are going to have, and they'll be knocking on the door. Liverpool might even finish above them. You know, you never know, they might be knocking on the door of top four, there or thereabouts, top six. Mate, I mean, they'll be lucky to stay up at the moment. Why have the wheels fallen off your club, Adam?
Oh, do you know what? That is a really hard question, I think, to answer with one answer. I think there are a whole host of things. You're right. It was the back end of last season, actually, that we spoke.
Okay.
And, you know, we were still, you know, regardless, it doesn't matter. You know, we were looking ahead at a summer where, you know, we knew we were going to have the investment from Farmer Shearer, and, you know, we knew that we were going to bring players in. Obviously, there was the question mark about Romelu Lukaku, but it's just tough to put your finger on one thing that's gone wrong. I mean, if you actually look at the form it's been since last April, lads, you know, our away form's been dreadful. But since last April, things have, you know, if you just purely went on form, things have started to go wrong. I think, you know, we had a really, at the start of the summer, you can split the summer up into, you know, we did sign some decent lads. Obviously, Jordan Pickford came in. Sandro was excited at the time. Rooney back in. And you're looking at it and, you know, you're thinking, oh, we're going to do something this season. And then, you know, we failed to bring in that centre forward. Sigurdsson comes in. And then, since then, you know, it's just been really poor. And I don't want to talk, you know, I'll never come on here and talk on behalf of other Evertonians. So, you know, as everyone's got their own opinions on things, and I would stop short of calling for his head at this point, but it's not good, lads. I think it looks like he's run out of ideas, or, you know, he's trying to persist with things that just don't work.
Adam, the failure to go out and replace Lukaku, not replace him in terms of what he gave you, because there is not many people on the planet that can do what Lukaku does, and that big beast of a frame and how quick he is and runs in behind. But to not go out and get a centre forward of a quality that can lead the line, I think has been Koeman and Everton's biggest failing.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's kind of the crux of the matter. I mean, to be fair, you could make the argument that even with a decent centre forward in this side and the way that we're playing at the moment, you know, even with Lukaku, you know, there'd still be issues there. But you're right, you know, and I think on top of that, Jason, the fact that he went after Sigurdsson, you know, for so long, and that dragged out, and we spent that money on Sigurdsson without bringing in that centre forward, even if it would have been someone like, and this is, you know, an unpopular opinion, but someone like Christian Benteke, I think would have fit the system all right. You know, I know he played for them, but you know what I mean? Someone like him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, that's criminal as well. And what's strange is Farhad Moshiri's comments, you know, he's come out and said something about, I think it was to obviously your friend Jim White there at TalkSport, you know, he came out and said that the only unexpected loss was Burnley, and that's a really strange thing to say when you're the chairman of a football club that is supposed to be trying to go in a different direction. Do you know what I mean? And become really competitive.
Yeah, and accept that mediocrity, I suppose, and, you know, and not put up. Well, I mean, I saw your boys at our place earlier in the season, and they had no. Honestly, I had no idea what Everton were trying to achieve. There was no pattern. There was no direction. There was no. You couldn't, tactically, I didn't know what Everton were trying to achieve. And it's the worst performance I've seen at Stamford Bridge by any team in a long time.
Yeah, see, well, that speaks for itself, you know. Incidentally, that was the game when because we started okay, you know, we got the win against Stoke, we weren't brilliant, but that was a tough game at home. And then went to City and got the draw. get through them tricky ties to make it into the Europa League. But that's another thing, and I think that's kind of intensified it, lads, is the fact that we're already out of the Europa League, pretty much. You know, I can't see us qualifying from the group now. So, do you know what I mean? It just kind of just intensifies things even more, and the fact that he spent that money. And I was saying to my old fella at the match on Sunday, I was like, you know, we used to hide behind the fact that, my excuse always used to be of Everton as well, we don't spend the same money as everybody else, so, you know, when we fall short against the big side, that's why it is. Well, now we can't use that excuse, and, you know what I mean, that makes it more tough to defend, I suppose.
I'm just looking at your fixtures coming up. You mentioned the Europa League one. I won't bother with that one, because I don't think your manager will get the boot on a game in Europe compared to a game in the Premier League. Brighton away seems a massive game now. Do you think if you don't come away with anything from that, if he's not already gone, he will?
Do you know what? If he survives the international break, it doesn't happen this weekend, then it might end up being one of them where he kind of prolongs it a little bit. We do a podcast, the Grand Old Team. Obviously, Grand Old Team's just the Grand Old Team TV is just one facet. You know, it's a big website, Everton's biggest fan site. And anyway, we do a podcast there, and one of the things we were talking about was I was predicting that maybe we might lose that game, but then bizarrely beat Arsenal. You know, because Arsenal turn up and everyone expects them to beat them.
That's not going to happen.
They have their own.
That won't happen.
No, maybe I'm being a bit optimistic, but I'm not sure, you know. I tell you one thing, though, and if we did get to that point and we lost to Brighton after the international break,
that's a sorry state of affairs.
Yeah. It's interesting, that international break, isn't it? You're right, because if he does survive it, I don't think the Brighton result will make a difference now. But then after that, you've got Arsenal and Chelsea, so...
Yeah, well, Chelsea in the League Cup.
In the League Cup, yeah.
But in fact, do you know what I mean? We could, by that point, we could be out of the Europa League. We could be, you know, just above the relegation zone or in the relegation zone at that point, and also out of the League Cup. And then I think I'm not one of these. Look, I get when people criticise football fans for being a trigger happy and calling for you know, heads quickly. But today we're playing. The fact we've spent this cash. His attitude as well, because Koeman's not the most likeable fella. So when things are going well, that's fine. When things are going bad, people start to kind of pick up on these little things. So I think all that coupled in together, it would become really hard then to defend his position.
All right, well, listen, thanks for coming on, Ad. Next time...
Another George.
Go on, then.
George Boateng.
Can't have footballers.
Tonight. Oh, sorry, I missed that bit. No, I look silly.
All right, come on, Ad. Listen,
Ad, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ad.
I'll tell you what we do. If we don't get you on again this season, we'll make sure we get you on next season when we do like a championship special.
Oh,
right?
How dare you! It's this late. I just eat up, and that's how you finish it, Andy. Can't believe it. Thanks, lads. Anyway, thanks for having me.
Cheers, thanks, man. Good
there
luck, buddy.
Adam Partington, our blogger tonight, our Everton blogger, and the host of Grand Old Team TV.